Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you and to you and to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, the mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord, TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. Amen and amen. Now, I'm your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. We're just so happy for one more day of fellowship, and just so happy that you are with here with us. And so happy that we're all here together, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? If this is your first time chiming into our fellowship services, we want you to know that we are not going to treat you like a stranger. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And you are welcome. Amen. Enjoy the services. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's his table. It's his service. And it's his food. And he's the one that's serving too. I'm telling you, it's in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Amen. So welcome to the Lord's house. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's house. There's no time and distance in the spirit. And it's beautiful when we realize that we can come to the Lord's house with our pajamas on. Oh, my God. In the comfort of our home, at work, in the car, wherever we be. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We pray that everyone's excited. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. How the Lord has brought us this far by faith. Amen. And we're still standing, still going, still moving, still praising, still worshiping. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our Friday night prayer. Glory be to God. Our praise party that took place on last night, every other Friday at 10 p.m. Every other Friday. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. That reminds me, okay, give me one second. I have to take notes as the Holy Spirit give me stuff. I'm sorry. Okay, praise morning. Okay, fire. All right, got it. All right. All right, so we bless the God. All right, so we think we wrapped up a teaching. We're not sure, amen, because, you know, we keep our ears open to the leading of the Holy Spirit and see which way the Holy Spirit wants to lead us. But we pray that you have been enjoying all of our teachings on the signs of the times. Amen. Over the last 2-3 weeks, we've shared with you all, not in all the signs, according to Matthew 24 and 2 Timothy 3, okay, the signs of the time. So we will not be ignorant. We know the signs, okay? We know that Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. Amen. But the Bible says it's the beginning of sorrows. He did not say it was the end of sorrows. Amen. And so, but he does tell us exactly when the end is going to be. And that is when the gospel is preached around the whole globe, then will the end come. All right. So we're clear on that. All right. So now that we have the signs are confirmed. Amen. Glory be to God. What are we doing? Sitting around waiting? No, we're not sitting around waiting. Glory be to God. We're occupying until he comes. Amen. We're redeeming the time, amen, because we know that the days are evil and time is short. And so we moved also into making sure that we have the signs that we are a true believer. Since the Lord has given us signs, we need to pay attention to signs. If signs is important to God, signs should be important to us, okay? So we went through last week to go through some of the signs to make sure that you are a true believer, amen, a true believer, amen. And so there'll be no mistake of Jacob. We won't be like the five foolish virgins, but we're going to be like the five wise virgins, amen, because there's going to be some oil in our lamp, amen, and our lights are burning, amen, and Jesus is the light of the world. All right, so we pray that you have enjoyed that teaching, and Lord's willing, on Monday, we will pick up even from there or see if the Lord wants to take us down a new avenue because all these avenues lead to Christ. Amen. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And we bless God. All right. All right. So today, amen. All right. We have coming to us, amen, a young lady, amen, who is very, very capable, very, very capable, amen, of delivering the word of God. Amen. She, glory be to God. She loves the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. She is striving steadfast. Glory be to God. Refuse to be defeated. Glory be to God. Putting up a fight with the devil. Amen. Glory be to God. A woman of transparency. She's a woman of transparency. You know what I mean? She just open up. You know what I mean, beloved, and share and let it be known, glory be to God, where she needs prayer, where she needs help, you know, not hiding stuff under the carpet, amen, and acting like things don't exist and try to go on and fake in a funk, amen. But we just want to thank God for the anointing that is on her life. We want to thank God for the calling that is on her life, and we want to thank God for her desire to be used in the Lord's kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. Glory be to God. She's been very, very faithful to this ministry over the last few years. Amen. And we're just honoring those, amen, whom honor is due. Amen. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our sister Shannon Sproul, amen, out of Philadelphia. Amen. Glory be to God who's going to come, amen, and give us what thus saith the Lord to our souls on this morning. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Sister Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Pastor.
All right. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. All right. The floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to all those on the line, ministers, sisters, brothers in Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity. And thank you, Pastor Bradford, for this opportunity to break bread and share what the Holy Spirit and what God has given to me in Jesus' name. Let me first just have a short prayer, and then we're going to go right in. Anybody that knows me has heard me bring forth the prayer or a word, I always start with a elaboration. you know, like a little breakdown of one scripture, just to give you like a little tidbit, like what I like to call spiritual food for thought. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, just want to say thank you, God, for your breath of life, your gift of salvation, God. Thank you for raising us all up for such a time as this. Thank you for bringing us together today, God, to see you, to know you, to search out our hearts, God, to be molded, made more like you. Father God, I have studied. I have rightfully read the word of God and divided it, God. Now help me to deliver this word, God, according to your will and your word, God. Let me decrease and you increase, God. Remove this thorniness, and the waywardness from our hearts, God, that this word will fall on the good grounds of our hearts, God. Help us, God, in helping us to be molded, made more and more like you, God, as we progress through this day, God, as we travel to and from our destinations, God, remembering, God, that we are your chosen people and your chosen children, God. Help us to act accordingly, God. And help us, God, by taking the scales off of our eyes, God, that we will keep our eyes fixed and focused on you and look up to your hills from which comes our help, God. We say thank you and we give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Okay, my elaboration, my word for today, not my word, but my elaboration. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I get a little nervous. The spirit takes over, and it's just me, God, using me. So I get a little tongue-tied. It's just the flesh, but God is in control in Jesus' name. My word for today, my elaboration comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And I titled this reading, Hidden Wisdom. When Jesus came and brought salvation with him, he seemed to be a surprise to everyone, except those that had long anticipated and hoped for his coming. But Christ confounded human wisdom, and not many were given eyes to see and understand. Even his own disciples failed to comprehend him time and time again until they were filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and given the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. God has plans for us that are almost too wonderful for words and can only be experienced by trusting in him. To believe God, we must be given eyes to see and ears to hear. God's Spirit can reveal the truth about God to us and give us the mind of Christ. We can only imagine all God has in store for us, both in this life and for eternity. Knowing the wonderful eternal life that awaits us gives us hope and courage to press on in this life, to endure hardship, and to avoid giving into temptation. This world is not all there is. The best is yet to come. And that was my reading coming from 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Now, my word today, my title, if I had a title, would be Keep On Moving. Keep moving along. Keep moving along. My word today comes based on one scripture, starting from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, as the Lord was downloading this message into my belly, it had already started on a message that I was already given one day last week. And I said, well, as I'm giving this message, as Pastor was just saying, I'm writing down certain things. And I'm like, my God, why? I'm trying to get this message out of here. You already downloading some other stuff in me, because God say, that's right, because we want you to be unmovable. steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. God wants to you. I'm using you for my purposes, for my plan. So I said, okay, I begin to write down, doodle. I started doodling in this, doodling in that. That's what I do when I get prepared to bring forth a word. I start doodling. I start writing things down right then and there, because as Pastor say, some things I forget. So I want to remember those little gems that God wants me to bring out. So here we go. Let's break down this verse, 1 Corinthians 15:58, to see what the Lord is saying to me and you. I won't be before you long, but I will be hitting the key points that God, that the Holy Spirit and God wants us both to know. Let us break down some of the key words from this powerful scripture. To be steadfast means to be firm in your belief, or to be constant or steady without changing from one thing to the next, meaning don't be double-minded. Don't be this way, this day, this way, another day. Oh, God, are you going to do this? Or can I trust you at your word, this and that, and the third? But you're steadfast. You're believing God. You're walking in it. You're doing what God has called you to do. You're not letting anything sway you. You're not letting the cares of this world come into play, cause you to take your eyes off of the prize, which is God, which is Jesus, which is heaven. In Jesus' name. You know, from the beginning of time, God had a plan for us. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when God first said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. I'm just going to be paraphrasing some things. You can go back in your own personal time to read these scriptures as I give them in your personal devotional time. But right there, I'm going to stop right there. When God said, let us make man in our own image, the Holy Trilogy was already in effect, meaning God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit was already in effect. When God said, let us make man in his own image, we are a reflection of God's glory. We will never totally be like God, because God is our supreme creator. But we have been given the potential to be sinless and eternal. But if we allow God to rule in us, we can reflect his character in our life and in our relationships. We can be like him in our love, in our patience, in our forgiveness, in our kindness, and in our faithfulness. We can become who God has created us to be. As it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do this me. In Christ, we can achieve these things. But we have to first give God full control. We have to let go of our ways, especially in these last and evil days. One part I take from that scripture, I forgot the scripture right now. Please forgive me, you guys, and please forgive me, Holy Spirit. I think it's in 1 Corinthians. A matter of fact, Pastor was just talking about it, you know, the last days, you know, and all these things. But one part I took, the falling away. There will be a falling away of faith, falling away. And I said, well, God, how do we keep from falling away? He directed me to this scripture, 1 Corinthians 15:58, the steadfastness, unmovable, always abounding. And so from day one, God had a plan and a purpose for each and every one of us, for our families, for our life. This was not just an afterthought. It was not something that God sat and said, oh, let me, you know, do this. Let me just set up life and let me just do this. No, no, no. God had a specific plan right from the beginning. But as I said, we first have to seek God, do it his way, not our way. God also intended for us to have shared relationships. God created relationships in every form. We were not meant to run our races alone. We were meant to connect with the right people at the right time. Everything that we have done since we became Christians in Christ, since we became known of God, and since we know God in our hearts, everything has been strategically put into place for our lives. And Genesis chapter 2:18, when God spoke and said, it is not good for man to be alone. Let me just read it out of the NIV. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. God intended us to connect with the right circumstances. And when we set up our life that is guarded, I'm getting behind myself. Good relationships build love, honor, and respect, as well as fun. Godly relationship helps us to fulfill God's purpose for our life. So what am I saying? We were meant to connect with one another. We were meant to be amongst one another. We were meant to worship with one another. You ever notice that when we are alone and when we get and having pity parties, we allow the devil to come in more to believe his lies, the things that he tells us about ourselves, the things that he tells us about others, the things that he tells us that are impossible? Do you ever notice that is when we are alone, we are most vulnerable to the devil? When we set up a life that is guarded and gated, the enemy comes to attack us. When we're isolated, we are more at risk to listening to the lies of the enemy and to believe them as truth. We all need relationships. We all need people. I used to say sometimes I don't need anybody. I can do this all by myself. But the devil is a liar. We can encourage. We need relationships with people. We can encourage us. We need relationships with people who can encourage us, who can show us some of the love of our heart's needs. We can help. Who can help us along our way? God wants us to be in good relationships with one another. When we have God's plan for our lives involves relationships. He wants us to have mentors and friendship and family relationships to help us grow and to become who he desires us to be. Relationship with God is the first and most important relationship that we will ever have, besides the one with our parents and with our children. But there are other relationships that we must develop in order to accomplish our race, in order to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We must keep in relationship with Christ and in relationship with one another. We must never forget that we each have gifts in us that have to be brought out. And some of us need help to bring those things out. Friends, true friends, sincere friends, friends that are going in the same way as we are going in Christ Jesus can help us to accomplish that. We all on this line have family members who are not saved. I'm talking about natural family members that are not saved. But we still be in relationship with them to a certain extent. My relationship now, my view on relationships and family is now shifting. As God begins to mold and make me into the woman of God that he will have me to be, my mindset is starting to change. I'm not about to say that I don't love and care for my family. Don't misunderstand me. I love and care for each and every one of them very much. So now, but my shift has started to change to who is my mother, my brother? Who is my sister? Who are these people? The people that I labor with in Christ. This relationship takes full display when I am called upon to do something for a friend. And when I am called upon to do something for my pastor. When I am called upon to do something for one of my brothers and sisters. In John 15 and 13, and it reads, greater love have no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Jesus laid down his life for us, and he was our friend. And he also was our brother. He was our friend, and he also was our brother in Christ. In Proverbs 18 and 24, I'm reading out of the NIV version now. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. A friend can stick closer to us than a brother. This is why it is so important that we do not break bonds and ties with one another. We can't let jealousy, envy, strife, anger, unforgiveness, anger, anything come in between our relationships. Even before we take Holy Communion, if you know that you have an ault against your brother or sister or something is not right, you must go and settle that. Leave your offering at the altar and go and make amends. And do it quickly. Even with your adversaries, do it quickly. And you know, we like the whole say we want to hold on to things. We are living in the last and evil times that we can't hold on to these things because we don't know when God is going to say, okay, your time is up. You've run your race. You've done it. You're finished. That's why it is so important that we keep the bonds and unity of love together. Let us look at two particular relationships in the Bible. Just to show you, give you an idea of where the Holy Spirit was leading me to. Okay, I got so many papers here on this bed. I know what, I'm just going to go like the Holy Spirit telling me. The book of Ruth relates to Ruth and Orpah. They were married to the sons of Elimelech and Naomi. They were Judeans, and they had settled in the city of Moab and escaped the famine in Judah. Naomi had plans to return to her native city, which was Bethlehem, and she urged both of her daughter-in-laws, like basically what she was saying was, all right, now y'all go ahead on, go back to your own families, go back to your own countrymen. But Ruth had said in her heart, I will not leave. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. The God that you serve, I will serve. As we know, if you want to read the story about Ruth in your personal time, the book of Ruth will tell you about this friendship between Naomi and Ruth, who were really mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. But they also were sisters in Christ. Ruth stuck with Naomi, even through her bitterness and her hurt and her pain over losing her two sons and over losing her husband. Ruth stayed in relationship with Naomi because God had a plan and a purpose to use Ruth to restore Naomi, to get away, to cancel the bitterness in her heart, to cancel the hurt from losing and thinking that God let her down, God took away her sons, God took away her husband. Ruth was able to restore her by giving her another child, not a blood child, but a child nevertheless, that was able to comfort Naomi and show her what true and real love and real friendship and relationship is about. This walk, this race that we are running, it is not always about us. It is not about our lives. It is not about anything that we accomplish, not about anything we have. It is all about Christ. Another relationship that comes to mind is the relationship between Jonathan and David. Jonathan was the eldest son of King Saul. Jonathan had formed a friendship with King David. You can find this story in 1 Samuel 1 and 2. You can also read that story in your personal devotional time. I recommend that you do read it because it is a very heartfelt story, but it also teaches us friendship. It teaches us to stay loyal. It teaches us so many things in 1 and 2 Samuel that even when we mess up, even when we're at our lowest point, God is still able to bring us out. And it also is a story of redemption, of victory, of power, of what our trust in God can do in us. In Jesus' name. But also, back to this, though. And after Saul was Jonathan's father. Saul's jealousy was turned against David. Jonathan attempted to reconcile them, but he was only briefly successful. Ultimately, we find out that Saul died and Jonathan died. The relationship between Jonathan and David far surpassed Jonathan's love for his father. It far surpassed his commitment to his father because God used this friendship for Jonathan to protect David against his father, for Jonathan also to express great love and concern for David, But Jonathan also valued David as king, the true king that God had chosen for the children of Israel. Now, we know in the natural, if you was to go against your family, in certain instances, they would disown you. That's how the world thinks. They would disown you. They would say you're not being right. To know to do right and not to do it is a sin. If you go against your family and you know it's something that they're doing that is truly not right, and I really don't care what their affiliation is to you, you are supposed to put God's word into effect first before man's word. If you know that your mother is doing something that is contrary to the word of God, do you have enough confidence and trust in God to go to her and say, Mom, you are wrong, and let me show you through God's word? Do you have enough courage to go to your children when they are going in the wrong way or doing the wrong things? I'm not saying don't love them. You love them, but you tell them, you correct them out of love for them. And you say to them, you're wrong. And let me tell you something. There's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. I'm just paraphrasing, you know, when you are caught up in these situations. Because even Jesus, when the people came and told Jesus, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting to talk to you, I'm just saying it in my words. They waiting to talk to you, man. They out here. What you want us to tell them? Jesus turned around and said, well, who is my mother, father, brother, sister? But these right here, my disciples, those that are walking with Christ, those that are doing the will of God, those that are staying faithful, those that are being, It's so much the Holy Spirit had put in my spirit. I'm just feeling a little bit, you know. What did I just say? Hold on, I'm trying to get my notes right. I'm sorry. Okay, those that are help me, Holy Spirit, to get back on track in Jesus' name. Help me. Help me, Lord. Okay, those that are steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. We must never forget. So, and as we walk this walk, and as we are growing closer to the end, we are in the last days. We are in the last. This is the last finale, if you want to call it that. This is the last finale before Jesus returns. We don't know when he's going to return. Only God knows that. But we know that we are in the last days. We must hold fast to the things that God is calling us to do, irregardless of family, friends, irregardless of relationships, irregardless of no relationships. We must always be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Next, in that particular scripture, I want to next we want to look at the word unmovable. Next, being unmovable, which is quite similar to being steadfast, but not allowing anything or anyone to move us from spiritual direction God has us on. We should be like a tree planted by the still waters, as it is written in Psalms 23, we shall not be moved. We shall not let anything cause us not to do what God has called us to do. Make no excuses. Stop playing the blame game. Stop telling God, well, I was raised this way. I was born into this family. Yeah, you was born into this family, and if your family ain't right, you're going to die if you keep going that way. You go God's way, going in the wrong way, even our family. Because we are in a time where now, when God returns, we are going to be held accountable. We are going to be held accountable. And it says on that day there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And as I look at the TV and look at all these different things, all the different scenarios that are going on, and I mean, God is always downloading something into my spirit, visions, dreams, different things that I'm asking God for more clarity on. But as I look at these things and see the Bible coming to life right before my very eyes, I'm like, my God. I instantly think about my family. But then I think about the world at large, not just my family, but I think about the whole world, man. And I say, God, I got to start getting on my knees and praying. especially when it comes to our youth and our young people. When I sit and listen to my own daughter, and don't get me wrong, I love both of my children, but when I sit and listen to my daughter here, she lives with me, and I listen to some of the things that she says, and some things she's walking in error. And I have to stop her right in her tracks. And she's all, sometimes she's being very, let me just say, snappy. And, you know, she's quick to throw things back up. And I be like, no, that's not going to stop me this time. I just say what God puts on my heart to say. And I say it with a smile on my face. And then I move on to the next situation. If we're in the car, I have a smile on my face. I be like, but that's okay. I did what God told me to do at that particular moment. It was a time in my life that I wasn't always right. I didn't always do right by my children. And I know that that is a hurt piece for me. I can't go back and change those things. But the life that I now live, I gave God total control. And I told him, if you lead me, I will go. If you use me, I will allow you to use me, and I won't take your glory. I will humble myself and allow you to use me, even when it comes to them. Even when it comes to them. The next word that we want to look at is abounding. Finally, the word abounding. While we are being steadfast and unmovable, we allow ourselves to spiritually soak up like a sponge as much of God's word to help us deal with the ups and downs of life. As God's chosen people, we should never get enough of God's word, especially when we are going through a particular trial in our lives. Paul is telling us not just to abound in the word, but also the work that we do for Christ is a holy labor, and we will reap rewards from God. Don't grow. Okay, I'm sorry, I had miswrote this. We will not grow weary in well-doing. Our goal as children in God is to be confident in our faith and firm in our belief in Christ Jesus. So God has a plan for us. If we want to fulfill that plan, we will keep moving in the way that God will have us to move. We will keep doing what God has us to do. We will be unmovable, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Christ's sacrifice for our sins was not an afterthought, not something God decided to do when the world got out of control. God's plan was set in motion by the all-knowing God long before the world was created. God had already set these things in motion, and we must do it. We must do it. If you do not do what God calls you, calls us to do here on this earth, we will not see heaven. We will not see heaven. We have been chosen by God for the specific things, the unique things that God has called us to do. We are his very own, and we have been called to represent him. We must remember that our value comes from being one of God's children, not from what you can achieve. We have worth because of what God has done and is doing in us. And in this fallen world, it is often acceptable to tear people down verbally or get back at them. If we feel hurt in God's kingdom, revenge is unacceptable behavior. We must always remember all these things as we are working towards going to the cross, the Christ. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, but the Holy Spirit has taken me off of my message for 1 second. And also, worryation. As we are in the last days, people are worrying, people are looking at the TV, people are focusing on stimulus money, people focusing on COVID over this and that and this. People are just allowing themselves to fall for the okey-doke. But I want to remind you that what worry can do to you. We should not be worrying. We should not be anxious. We should not be doubting and fearing and covering behind ourselves, but hovering behind our circumstances. We should be coming out as the light. I want to just point out some key points of what worry can do to you. Number one, worry damages your health. It damages your health. Number two, it causes the object of your worry to consume your thoughts. Number three, it disrupts your productivity. Number four, it negatively affects the way you treat others. And number five, it reduces your ability to trust in God. And here is the difference between worry and genuine concern. Worry immobilizes, but concern moves you to action. Don't let the cares of this world stop you from running your race and finishing it. Remember that God has a plan for you. If we are healthy, we yearn to grow. But how sad it is that some never grow up. You ever had a child or know a family member or a friend? They just never seem to, they grow up physically, but mentally. And they never grow up. They're always bickering. They're always seem jealous, envious, saying the wrong things, doing the wrong things. They're stuck in the past. They don't want to move forward. They don't want to be productive. You know, some of our young people got, you know, they just don't want to, they young or old, they just don't want to progress. They want to stay stuck in a rut. And if you sit with that person and listen to that day in and day out or be around those kind of people, you begin to have that same mindset. That's the world. That's the world. But once we see our need for God's word and begin to find nourishment in Christ, our spiritual appetite will increase and we will start to mature. Let me ask you a question. How strong is your desire for God's word? How strong is your desire for God's promises? I remember a word that Pastor brought forth, I believe it was a few years ago, about us staying stuck in our financial situations, meaning I give just a little small testimony of some of what I said last night when I gave my praise. I was getting a disability check. I still am getting a disability check currently. And I've been getting this check maybe for about 12 years. Every time I thought about moving forward, I said, oh, but the check, the benefits that go along with it, this, that, and the third. I was putting up all these crazy things, why I wanted to stay on this disability. And then one day, maybe about a month or so ago, as I began to think about my life and think about the things of God and how God has brought me through so many things, the ultimate thing, I began to search my heart sincerely and ask God, what would you have me to do? I know in my heart I am healed. I know in my heart I am whole. I know in my heart that by God's stripes I am delivered. All of these things. And I said to myself, so Shannon, what are you going to do? You're asking God for more. But what are you willing to do? Are you willing to activate your faith? So, as I said, for those that were on the line last night, I said, I prayed, I did some other things, I seek the Lord, and the Lord came back with a word. Well, just go forward. I always put in an application for SEPTA. I've been doing this over the last, maybe 20 years here and there, put in applications. Never was accepted, never heard nothing, always said, oh, decline, or whatever they say. But finally, through the help of a family member, see, God will raise up one, take one down to bless you. God will get the blessing to you however way he chooses to. But I believe God was leading me this way for such a time as this. I went forward. I just asked the person one simple thing, if you can, if God puts it on your heart, can you just help me? I didn't know if the person was. But when I received that email that they accepted me, and that they said, okay, come on, fill out this test. I did it. But I also said, God, keep me grounded. No matter what happens, keep me grounded. Keep me anchored in you. Whatever, God, you allow to come into my hands, let it be used for the uplifting of your kingdom. God is going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. But I want to look to him to be the source of everything that I need, hope, and desire. So as God begins to open up this door and I see the possibilities, job, and the benefits of it, I think about the benefits of God, serving him more. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to go in with the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, and the spirit of the Almighty God. I'm going to go in and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to keep moving along even when I'm in this position. I'm going to keep you first. Be so humble and so grateful for this opportunity. And this is the way I begin to talk to the Lord God, because I don't want anything to separate me from the love of God. I don't want anything to separate. Well, I know nothing will ever separate me. Let me change that, please. Let me change that. I don't want anything to separate me from the relationship that I have with God. I don't want anything to separate you all from the love of God. Remember, no matter what happens, from this day forth, keep moving forward. Keep moving ahead. Stop letting the things of this world, family, friends, or otherwise, keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Because none of us knows the day, nor the hour, nor the second when Jesus is going to return, except for God the Father. But today, if God is delaying his return and being long-suffering with us all, let us humble ourselves and let us say, okay, God, for you, doing this for any other reason but God. And believe you me, my stomach gets tired in so many knots when I have to bring forth a word. But once I do, like now at the end, I feel so much peace. I feel so much peace because I know what I have done is well-pleasing to the Lord. Because it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about God. And it's about us unified in the body of Christ. Stop tearing one another down. Start building one another up. The battle was not ours. The battle was the Lord's. Jesus is soon to return. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. And we want to meet him in righteousness. Remember what I said in my reading, the best is still yet to come. I pray that I help somebody. I pray that I encourage somebody. I pray that I help somebody to go further, to look deep into themselves, to do what is right in God's sight. If you have a decision to make today, look to God. Ask him to help you. Ask him to strengthen you, especially if it comes to a family member, a natural family member. Ask God to help you, even with the natural ones. Even with the spiritual ones. Ask God to help you. Just put it all in God's hands, and God will work it out. Believe you me, he's working everything out for our good and for his glory. Everyone, have a peaceful day. Have a blessful day. Go with God's speed today. Thank you, Pastor, but most of all, thank you, Heavenly Father, for using me for such a time as this. Thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Wait, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second here.
All right, amen. Bless Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and God be all of the honor. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Keep moving, keep moving. Keep moving. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God on today. We want to thank God for the messenger. Amen. And God's word will never, ever return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that
he has called us to do. Amen. And it's amazing. Amen. The Spirit, amen, to be working in us. Amen. That message, amen, for us to bring forth. We bring it forth out of our spirit because it's already in there. And we can testify that Sister Shannon, Minister Shannon, amen, it's has that mindset of moving forward. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you, beloved, amen, when it becomes our story, when it becomes our story, when it becomes our message, amen, as she always said and her, in the word, that it's not always about us. It ain't always about you. God using you to affect somebody else. Sometimes some of the things that we go through, most of the time some of the things that we go through wasn't even about you. Glory be to God. But you can keep moving and you can testify and be a witness, amen, and encourage somebody else. And they encourage somebody else. And we encourage somebody else. See, that one anothering, amen, and we are family. And we need, the Bible says, we are our brother's keeper. Amen. But you got to keep moving. Amen. Don't quit. So God bless, sister. Amen. Thank you so much for the word of God on today. Thank God for him using you. Amen. Glory be to God. And congratulations. Congratulations on your new job. Amen. And we heard your heart. God heard your heart. And we pray, amen, hallelujah, that it's going to be just what you said. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that prayer will be kept. Those vows will be kept. Amen. And it's going to be just what you said and some. Amen. As we taught on last Wednesday night. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. About getting in one accord with ourselves. When our mouth and our hearts are in agreement. Whoo, my God, sooky, sooky. Hallelujah. To God be praised. All right, so I normally have the ministers come back and give an announcement, a 1 minute recap or something. You sort of shared your testimony with the message, amen. And so we are happy and rejoicing for you and your new position, amen. Glory be to God. And so, if there's anything else, sister, amen, that you would and like to announce, amen, we'll give you another minute if it happens to be anything else. Amen. We'd like to give you that opportunity.
Really, Pastor, there's just nothing else. I'm just happy to be used by God. I'm just at all the doors that he's opening, and I'm just going to go through with the mind and heart of Christ, and I love people, and I'm God delivered me that I'm starting to love myself more and more every day so that I can love my brothers and sisters. And I just love reading the word of God. I love being used by God. It's all God. It's all Jesus. I just want to keep your eyes fixed on God. That's all I have,
amen,
to say. That's my last remark.
Amen. Amen. Keep your eyes fixed on God. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome conclusion. Thank you so much. And we bless the Lord. All right, saints. Okay. So I told everyone, please be here Monday. I have some announcements I need to make. Amen to everyone. Amen. So please chime in on Monday. I want you to mark 3 dates off on your calendar. I want you to mark off September the 20th, which is a Monday night. And I want you to mark off September the 28th, which is my birthday. I won't even exaggerate that one. Normally, y'all know I don't even talk about my birthday. I'm like Sister Shannon now, so I got to love me. I got to love me a little bit more, Sister Shannon. Last year, I said, look, y'all ain't even got to sing happy birthday to me. Not that I was being, you know, super spiritual. I mean, just, you know, yeah, it just wasn't necessary. But I'll tell you, if y'all want to sing to me this year, I'm going to let y'all sing. I'll say, sing, baby, sing. Okay. But I want you to mark off the 29th and the 30th on your calendar. Those 3 days, September the 20th, September the 29th, September the 30th. All right. And then I'm going to come on Monday and make the announcement what these 3 dates are about. All right. All right. That's it. Okay. So we had a full week. We met at the altar of prayer all 5 days, Monday through Friday. We was in Bible study. Glory be to God on Wednesday night. We had our praise party on last night. Glory be to God. We was on media TV six times this week. Amen. We were on Media Radio at 6 times this week. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We was on this platform 6 days this week. We don't miss a beat over here. We ain't missing a beat over here. We busy. We not only were we busy, I don't even like the word busy. We fruitful in the Lord's kingdom. Every day we doing something. And so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen for our Sunday fellowship service. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. So if you can, come and join us back again tomorrow. If not, please, amen, we will be here, Lord's willing, on Monday, same time, same place, same station, giving God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Glory be to God. We'd like to receive a love offering, amen, for our speakers. Amen. Our ministers, amen. Glory be to God. Just to show them that, you know, just a little something, whatever the Lord placed on your heart. If nothing is too small, nothing is too large. Amen. So if you desire to sow, y'all know how we do here. Amen. Glory be to God. Several ways you can give. Glory be to God, yesterday was offering day, and I didn't even give up the audience the information on how to sow. Why? Because money is not the prime thing in this ministry, but we know that money is necessary. Glory be to God, because without money, there is no ministry, because it takes money to do ministry. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. All right. And so just place on the air. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes what if you're giving directly to Sister Shannon, just say that. Or if you want to appropriate it, amen, just say that. Amen. That's all. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless Jesus. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461 in Glenside, G-L-E-N-S-I-D-E, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. We have a Cash App address is $ Life Word Jesus, Life Word Jesus. Or you can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the donate button there. Amen. And so we thank you. Amen. And God bless you. All right, everybody, have a good day. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Be safe. Keep your masks on. Practice social distancing. Amen. Glory be to God. And even if you got a mask on, find a way to tell somebody about Jesus right through the mask. Glory be to God. And the Lord will be pleased. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Thank all of you for serving this week. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Amen. For those on the forefront, thank you for those. Amen. Hallelujah. On the field with us, and it's part of the vineyard. You might not be in the forefront, but you're there. You're there touching. You're there agreeing. You're there supporting. Amen. Thank you. You're praying. Thank you so much. Amen. We appreciate all of you, all of our listening audience around the globe that we have not met. God bless you. The ones we have not heard from, God bless you, and we want to hear from you. How about that? We want to hear from you. Go to our website, send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Come on now, we want to hear from you. That's what we want to do. Amen. And to God be praised. Thank you for allowing me to serve you this week. Thank you. Amen. It gets a little tiresome sometimes for me to report every morning like this, that I got to be here if nobody else is not. But guess what? The Lord renews my strength and gives me grace and gives me glory. Amen. And he said, and no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. All right. Father God, we bless you for the word of God as it has come forth today. We thank you for the servant of God. Father, we thank you for the message. Father God, in the name of Jesus, onward Christian soldier, onward Christian soldier. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you're using her. Thank you for her desire to be used. Thank you for a new season and a new day, Father, how you're doing things different all around the place, and especially in Sister Shannon's life. Thank you, Father God, for her testimony. Thank you for her new job, Father God. You heard her heart. You heard her prayer. We heard her crying out, Father God, as she was ministering, Father God. Oh, glory be to God. God, help her, Father God, to hold fast. Help her to hold fast, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we are tested, Father God, on the messages that we preach. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah. But you already have equipped us to pass the test. Jesus. So we thank you for her testimony will not be stolen. Her victory will not be stolen, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say bless you, Father God. Hallelujah. We pray your blessings upon everybody under the sound of my voice, our families, Father God, and our co-workers, our neighbors, Father God, in Jesus' name, we bless you and we magnify. As we go out today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that covers us, saturates us, Father, canceling every spirit of accident, incident, calamity. No bad news will come nigh our dwelling. We cancel the spirit of premature death, every satanic agenda, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. We say not so, and no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned, because we are the redeemed of the Lord, unable to be touched by evil, because the curse causeless will not come. And so we bless you and we say thank you for the blood of Jesus. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father God, against Sister Shannon for bringing this word, against any of our prayer warriors and intercessors that have served this week in their families, Father God, anybody that's affiliated with this ministry, Father God, we say not so. Back up, Jack Jack, back it up. Back, we cancel your assignment. We cancel the assignment. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we loose the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you, love you, love you. Y'all know I love you. Yes, I do. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know you love me too. Amen. And thank God Jesus loves all of us. How about that? Amen. Hallelujah. And if you don't know him, amen, today, amen, don't let the sun go down without you accepting Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior. To believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Start right there. Amen. You're going to be all right. Okay. Blessings on blessings. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Going back.